Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Monday, July 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, the just-in-time strike. Well, the country is nearing a series of strikes by drivers at United Parcel Service, Yellow Freight, and potentially the U.S. Postal Service. These strikes would promise to devastate commerce and industry across the country. Now, the deadline for these first two strikes is coming quickly over the next weekend. Yellow Freight was required to make a payment to the Teamsters Health and Welfare Fund. If that payment was not made yesterday, then the odds of a strike by Teamsters are almost inevitable. At press time this morning, there was no announcement of whether Yellow Freight made that payment. Now, this coming weekend, the contract between UPS and its drivers will expire. If no agreement is reached, drivers will strike next Tuesday, August the 1st. Unless the company makes some major concessions, it's unlikely that an agreement will be reached, given that in the June strike vote, 93% of union members approved the walking out. UPS is by far the most significant delivery service for small and medium-sized parcels, carrying 37% of all package deliveries daily. With 340,000 employees ready to go on strike, this could be the largest strike in U.S. history. CNN reports that a 10-day walkout could cost the American economy $7.1 billion. Now, although there was a strike threat 10 years ago, that strike threat was settled. So there has only been one strike in the history of UPS. It occurred in 1997, and it was a doozy. Even then, it was the biggest walkout in U.S. history, representing slightly over half the number of workers as today's potential strike, and less than one-third of today's projected loss. Like today's dispute, in 1997, the Teamsters were upset about a lack of fairness in compensation. Then, the issue was that many workers who UPS management should have classified as full-time were instead classified as part-time and given a lower pay scale. Today, the role of Scrooge has been replaced by this unmerciful inflation, an inflation which has increased the cost of living, but not the salaries for UPS workers. Now, this proposed strike is an effort to maintain living standard for the UPS employees, and it's hard to see how management can meet their demands without substantially increasing those salaries, something that's not likely to happen given that the corporation is also being squeezed by inflation-driven higher input costs such as fuel and equipment. Now, one of the most interesting dynamics of this potential strike is the overwhelming impact it will likely have on corporate America. Since the beginning of the production line corporation, corporations have recognized the need to streamline their use of raw materials and components. Here, in America, Henry Ford went to great lengths to match his raw materials to his automobile production. No one wants to see large warehouses full of materials that just sit. Accountants noted early on that inventory financing, that is, for paying for inventories that don't move, impedes profits significantly. Now, as early as the 1930s, Japanese automaker Toyota was developing methods to ensure their suppliers deliver components just in time, or JIT, for their use on the production line. Although it took Toyota years to implement their systems, by the 1980s, this new lean production method helped Toyota compete against the big three U.S. automakers. American manufacturing companies stood up and listened. Americans would also begin using this just-in-time method for their production. In time, the rest of American industry also adopted the just-in-time process. Today, JIT is the dominant approach used by American industry and American retail companies. That Home Depot or Walmart, for instance, also try to match the amount of their inventory on hand with their projected sales. Retailers' goal is to have just enough inventory to match their customer demand, but not enough to incur higher inventory financing. Throughout the country, at almost every level of commerce, JIT matches inventory with either production demand or retail sales. So let's imagine if 37% of that to be delivered inventory stops. If the UPS workers go on strike and those just-in-time deliveries are not made, then FedEx and Postal Service and other smaller delivery services could not be able to make up for those missed deliveries. Inventory deliveries would suddenly stop. The warehouses of suppliers would begin to fill with undeliverable wholesale goods. Not just the automakers, and incidentally there's another strike on deck for them, but not just the automakers would grind to a halt. Also, many of the retail stores would start to see empty shelves. Now the question is there help from Washington? In strikes this vital to the nation's economy, the federal government has often stepped in to help settle the dispute. In 1978, President Jimmy Carter fired a group of dissident postal workers who had gone on strike in the eastern part of the country. And in 1981, President Reagan fired the air traffic controllers who also had gone on strike, citing the need to keep the airlines operating. As recently as 2021, the National Labor Relations Act required the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union to return to work. While there can be no doubt that a work stoppage in those eastern ports would have been detrimental to the region, it's also apparent today that a UPS strike would be harmful to the entire nation. Yet we hear nothing from Washington, no effort to offer support to the ongoing negotiations. Perhaps part of this is because the country does not have a duly confirmed Secretary of Labor. Julie A. Sue is the current acting secretary after she failed to receive the required number of Senate votes to confirm her nomination. Ms. Sue has been conspicuously absent from any negotiations between UPS and the Teamsters. So the nation hurtles towards potentially one of the most devastating labor strikes of all time with little genuine effort to avoid this economic catastrophe. The current contract between UPS and the Teamsters expires on Monday, July 31. A strike will follow the next day if no agreement is reached. And that's The Value Side for Monday, July 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.